Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thanks very much to Edith. Nice bit of innuendo bingo from her earlier on in the show.
I had to get one on my bum last week. It was agony.
Talking about injections. She has a lot of injections, doesn't she, Edith? I'm not saying... I mean, obviously, they're all above board. Just a lot of them seem to be below the waist.
And we were just talking... a lot of below-the-waist injections.
I had to get one on my bum last week. It was agony.
I think her doctor's having a laugh with her. Do people still have injections in the bottom? It's all a bit carry-on doctor, isn't it? Oh, matron. It's a bit Casualty 1907, isn't it?
I don't know. I think
he's having a laugh.
I'm no expert in bottom injections.
Well... because they seem to favour the thigh these days, don't they? That's where most injections go. I don't think... Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't think anyone does them in the bottom anymore. I think her doctor's having her on. You should check that out, Edith. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Well, I'm wrong again, as I was at this time yesterday on the show, when I said about people with big heads.
Oh, yeah.
And then pinheads. So I was wrong. I didn't realise so many people had that problem. And now, I didn't realise that a lot of people... still have injections in the bottom. It's not off of Carry On Films or Casualty 1907. We've got Rachel. She's been on. She's a psychiatric nurse, and she says a lot of people still do have injections in their bottom. Not that I'm saying anything about Edith.
Yes.
And someone says it's for contraception. That's Erin in Birmingham. She doesn't really need that at the moment, does she?
No, she's a bit late.
Yeah, a bit late for that. Like I said, I think her doctor's having a laugh. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, this story that you told us a while ago, it's all gone a bit wrong, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. There's a member of Radio 1 management who has taken a story that I told you and everybody in this studio and has embellished it and is now telling it to people in this building, and it makes me sound bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not very happy about it.
Okay, so tell us what the original story
yes. was. I had a friend of mine who a few years ago was 7.5, 8 months pregnant. She was leaving work for the day with her colleague, got to the train station. The train before it had been cancelled, so there were lots of people getting on this train. Because she was quite big and fat, she couldn't get on ahead, because she was 7.5 months pregnant, right. She couldn't get on first. So everybody rushed on, her and her work colleague get on the train. Nobody gets up for her, despite... The train moves off, her work colleague, having tottered and glared at people, taps a bloke on the shoulder and says, "Would you mind standing up for my friend? She's 7.5 months pregnant."
Yes.
He says, "Yes, fine," turns round, and my friend realises that he doesn't have any arms below the elbows. So he hasn't got any hands to hold on to anything when he stands up.
Okay.
So she then has to sit for the rest of the train journey, feeling really embarrassed that she's made a man with no arms stand up for her, and he can't hold on. And he can't really hold on.
Right, and now...
So that was the story that I told.
That's the original story, and now why not tell us how this particular member of Radio 1 Management has been embellishing it.
Executive producer Rob has told the whole building that I was on a tube train with a man with no arms, a pregnant woman from the shoulder on both sides.
Everyone out there is going, told me that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. A pregnant woman got on, and I made the man with no arms get up so that the pregnant woman sat down and sat there chuckling to myself whilst reading my paper.
So I'm not the people that he told by now that they're telling everyone else, and everyone thinks, people do that, don't they? This embellished stories.
So what turned out
it's like
just
Chinese whispers.
Exactly. So now people in the building have an even lower opinion of me than they had before.
So I just want to clear that up. It wasn't you.
I didn't make a man with no arms stand up for a pregnant woman.
You weren't there. People just embellishing it.
Yes.
Hey, some people do that.
Me too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, it's time for Coldplay. You can download this track now. It's brand new from them for a week from their own website for free. Brand new single. Joe played it first this morning, world exclusive. But I think you'll find that this is quite special too.
Hi Scott, it's Chris Martin here from Coldplay.
And I'm Johnny, also from Coldplay.
What are you doing here?
we're here to say thanks, aren't we?
Yeah, we're here to say, what are we saying thank you for?
Oh, just for Scott's support, you know.
I mean, Scott, you've supported us a lot over the years and we really appreciate it, which is why we wanted to give you the...
exclusive fourth play on Radio 1.
It's a world exclusive the fourth time today. So thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's why we couldn't have given this exclusive to anyone else. There's no one else we'd rather give a fourth exclusive to. When we think fourth exclusive, we think Scott Mills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Let's get out of here.
Isn't that nice?
Beautiful.
Now, Chris Martin would not tell Joe Wiley when they came in earlier what the song was about at all.
Tell us about Violet Hill then. What's it about?
No.
Please do.
No. You've got to work it out for yourself.
I'm going to start rocking backwards and forwards in the studio soon. But right, we have to work it out. Is it a place that you means something to you?
It could be
you?
A place, Joe.
Okay.
Let's play 20 questions.
Is it a place in London?
No, I'm not going to tell you anything.
Not giving anything away at all. So we thought, well, we'll have to do our own research then. And we have tracked her down. It didn't take very long.
Have you? You went into investigative policeman mode, didn't
Just made a few calls, and I have found the person that the song is about. Here she is.
Hello.
Is that Violet Hill?
This is Violet.
Hi, Violet. My name's Scott.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the band Coldplay?
No, I don't.
Well, they've written a song all about you.
They've what?
They've written a song about you, Violet.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And your name is Scott?
My name is Scott, and the band are called Coldplay, and they've written a song, and it's called Violet Hill, and it's about you.
Oh, no, you got to be kidding. Where are you?
I'm in England.
Is this Brian?
Pardon?
Is this Brian?
No, I said my name is Scott.
Huh?
So when did you meet Coldplay?
I haven't never met them.
Are they paying you to maintain your silence?
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be famous.
Oh, my goodness, that is exciting.
Isn't it, though? I wish I hadn't sung named after me.
Well, it would be great to be famous, but I don't think that will get me famous.
You all right, love?
I think this is Brian.
No, it's Scott.
You're not in England.
No, I am.
Is this Brian? It's got to be.
Who's Brian? Is he in Coldplay?
No, he isn't in Coldplay. He's in El Paso. And I think that's him that's talking to me.
Okay, then it's Brian from El Paso, off of Fajitas.
Who is it?
It's Brian.
Is it Brian?
Yeah.
That's who I thought it was.
I know. I'm such a prankster, aren't I?
Where are you?
Right, okay, we've been through this, Violet. I'm Brian from El Paso.
You what?
I'm Brian from El Paso.
That's what I just felt like you was Brian from El Paso.
Why are you asking me where I am, then? You know where I am. I'm El Paso, aren't I?
You what?
Right, okay, what do you know about Coldplay?
I don't know nothing about them.
Have you done anything with Chris Martin? Right. That's her, definitely. You can tell, Milo.
Yeah.
Can't you?
I thought you were going around in circles a little bit towards the end.
Well, I said I was Brian from El Paso. How many times? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Jenny here. I was just wondering, is it true what I heard about Chappers?
Right.
He got a girl pregnant on a train and then he got legless.
No. No, you see, this isn't how this was meant to go, is it, really?
No, tell it once more. Go on, because she obviously misunderstood.
No, not once more.
No?
Oh, please, it's my birthday today.
Right, this is what actually happened, okay?
My pregnant friend was on a busy train with her work colleague. Her work...
With no arms.
No.
No, I'm getting confused
now. Her work colleague tapped... There was nowhere to sit down. Her work colleague tapped a man on the shoulder who had his back to them to see if he would stand up for her so she could sit down. When he turned round to stand up, he didn't have any arms from below the elbow. So she then had to sit down whilst he struggled to stand up on the train. Okay?
Okay, so
right.
You see, this is how it happens, you see?
This
before you know it, you look like a really bad person. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, now, a girl called Hayley's been on, right? She split up with her boyfriend 6 months ago, and she is still pretty much finding it quite hard to come to terms with, okay? So she has decided to get rid of all of her ex-boyfriend's stuff. When I say all, there's not really much of it. It's one postcard and a CD. Yeah. But but she has sent them to us.
Yeah.
So thanks very much for this, Hayley. I'll read you the postcard first of all. Okay? Mm-hmm. Here it is. I'll put some music on.
Was it a musical postcard?
No, I'm just putting this on.
All right, for a second. Okay.
My dearest Hayley, hi from Toulouse. Sorry I've not written for a few days. My foot swelled up to twice its normal size after rugby. How does that stop you from writing?
The pain goes right up your body.
Into your hand?
Yeah.
Mum says you can come for Christmas if you want. Although, if you have other plans, I completely understand. He doesn't want it there, does he?
No.
My Uncle Jeff will be there anyway. What's happening with Uncle Jeff?
Maybe that's a code.
Right. Sometimes, when I think of you, it just hurts.
More than his foot?
I don't know, he doesn't say.
Right.
I can't wait to see you again. All my love, Pete. P.S. It's time to row this ship into the shore and throw away the oars forever.
Right. You wouldn't need the oars, though, would you, if you'd rowed it onto the shore?
No. Anyway, and then there's a CD, which I'll play a couple of tracks from for you now.
Okay.
Yeah. Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
How old was this bloke? That's enough. You quite enjoy that, didn't you?
I did, actually, yeah. Maybe he likes... is that in the Rocky film? Yeah. There you go, a film noise. Maybe he's a big Rocky fan.
Holding out for a hero.
I didn't know what that one was.
I did.
That was for you.
It just seems to be a collection of soft rock favourites. Anyway, thanks for all that, Hayley. I hope you feel better. I'm sure it was fine to read the postcard out on air, was it?
Yeah.
Fine. Now,
I'm not too sure about this bit, though.
That's enough now. Thank you.
You secretly wanted to hear a bit more of that, didn't you?
No, because I've got Wombats to play next.
Okay.
Now, we'd like you, like Hayley has done, to send us your stuff. We've done this before. We want more stuff in, okay? From your ex. Just clear it all out of your life, because you've just got to move on sometimes.
Do you want it to have a soft rock theme or not?
I don't mind.
Okay.
So anything that you've got that they gave to you, you know, in the time you were together, maybe CDs, doesn't have to be soft rock. Photos, postcards, songs that they maybe did for you, letters, emails. I want all of it, okay? Clear it all out of your life and put it into ours, okay? Do I have to do the address now?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. It's Scott Mills, Radio 1,
London.
W1N.
4.
4DJ. That's Scott Mills. This is weird doing the address. Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. Okay?
Also pay the correct postage, thanks. Please. Otherwise, you'll have to top it up.
Oh, don't. Now, see, now you've said that. Oh, you idiot.
What?
Oh. So send us all your stuff, please, from your exes, and we'll put them to good use.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Who's that?
Hi, it's Nikki from Shetland.
Hi, Nikki from Shetland. How can I help?
Hi. Well, my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, left me a bag of his hair. It's a bag, like a carrier bag, full of the hair off the top of his head.
Right. How long ago did you split up with him?
About 2 years ago.
And you still keep a carrier bag of your ex-boyfriend's hair?
I do. It sounds really sad, doesn't it?
It sounds a bit creepy, love.
Have you had a boyfriend since?
No, I've not. That sounds even worse. You're making me sound really bad.
No, I'm just concerned that you've got other bits of him hidden somewhere.
No, I don't. This bag bag, actually. It feels like a human head or something. It's just this hard ball of hair.
You've got his human head in a bag?
Well, no, it's just the hair off the top of his head, but it feels
You keep
like
your ex-boyfriend's head in
a cupboard?
Under the bed?
No, it's not in the bed. It's in my chest of drawers.
But it is a head.
No, it's not a head. It's a bag full of hair. And I don't want to check it out because I'm scared that somebody might think it's
Arrest
actually
you.
A head.
Yeah.
But I'll send it in to you guys.
No,
you don't want it.
We're
washing our hands of the whole thing, love.
Yeah, we're not accessories.
We're not in this with you.
Accomplices, whatever.
No. What? You want people to send stuff in. This would be useful. You can make a nice little wig for yourself.
Why don't you chuck
doesn't
it out?
Doesn't work on radio.
Doesn't. Why don't you chuck it out?
Why don't... Well, do you want me to go and check it out tonight?
Well, I just wondered why you haven't so far.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like touching it, so I just leave it there.
How often do you get it out and look at it?
Not very often. I just, like...
Do you stroke it sometimes?
No, I'm too scared to stick my hand in the bag. But every time I, like, go in my drawer, then my hand brushes up against it and it freaks me out.
Therefore,
I'm glad you find it so funny.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get rid of it tonight. I'm going to send it into Radio 1 for you guys.
I don't want it!
You really do, don't you?
No, I don't want some freaky hair.
Well, if I send it recorded delivery, it'd probably get there in like 2 days.
Don't send it any recorded delivery or any delivery.
Well...
Okay, I've got to go. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we talked about the show before. It's called Yo Gabba Gabba, and it is the best kids show for years. It's on Nick Jr. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, you need to get into it. Here's more proof. Sorry. More proof that it's brilliant, okay? Not only do they get Elijah Wood to sing some really stupid songs, they also do this amazing tune called Party in My Tummy. Now, if you haven't seen this, get to a computer and watch it, okay? So the green-eyed monster, yeah, he's called Broby.
Okay.
He's a bit hungry, right? And needs something to eat. All right, check it out. This is the best thing you've ever heard.
Here you go, Broby. Time to eat.
I'm gonna eat, yeah. Yummy, yummy, gonna eat, yeah. Yummy, yummy.
So... So right. He's hungry, right?
Yeah.
Needs something to eat?
Needs to eat.
What's he going to eat?
I don't know, Scott.
Chicken!
Chicken!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy.
What else?
I don't know, Scott.
Cheese!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy.
What else?
Chicken and cheese.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know.
Juice!
Yeah!
Party going on.
There's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
But the all's not well, see?
What?
Well, he's had chicken.
He's got indigestion.
He had, well, chicken, cheese and juice.
Yeah.
Not good. Because the vegetables are feeling a little bit left out. Okay?
Why are you sad?
We want to go to the party. The party in your tummy.
Carrots want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Oh, well, do green beans want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Amazing, everyone's happy. The carrots and the green beans were feeling a bit left out, but now they can join the chicken, the cheese and the juice and the party in his tummy.
Okay, let's go!
What?
Carrots!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, green beans!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, there's a party!
A lot of people are thinking this sounds a bit like the Black Eyed Peas.
Does a bit.
It does a bit.
Don't like my humps.
So there's a party in my tummy.
So everyone's having a party.
And the carrots have joined in.
The carrots and the green beans have joined in.
Okay, excellent.
Is it only me that likes this? I think it's great.
I'm just in shock at him, at some carrots singing to him that they wanted to be eaten.
Really good.
That's what I find quite hard to get my head around.
Will on the M2 is a bit worried about me. Ben in Scotland. I could rave to that. Yeah. So let me ask you, what's partying in your tummy right now, Chopper?
Right now?
Yeah.
About 3 cups of tea.
3 cups of tea! Yeah.
In my tummy, party! Yeah.
What else?
I had an apple earlier.
An apple!
Yeah. In my tummy, party!
What else?
Some beef discos.
Beef discos!
Yeah. In my tummy, party!
Yeah. I don't know, you can still get discos.
You can, yeah.
It's amazing.
Got them from a multi-pack, very nice.
Did you?
I did have some shreddies earlier, but I think they've been thrown out of the party.
No, they're not on.
Through the back door. What have you had? What will be partying in your tummy? I can't believe it. I'm asking you. What's partying in your tummy?
Pork pie! Yeah!
In my tummy, party!
And what else?
Some Pinot Grigio! Yeah!
In my tummy, party!
Yeah! Anything else?
Cheese strings!
Yeah! In my tummy, party! Yeah! In my tummy!
I think you need some veg.
I do.
I think you need some carrots
I think
sing
I need to
you.
Get some vegetables on. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.